And welcome, everyone. It's Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff, our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, hosting again.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's starting to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, my. I'm telling you.
It's cold and snowy and blustery. And
it was, yeah. My car did the thing.
Uh-oh.
The thing this morning. It was, did not want to start.
Well,
it did.
But we're inside and it's warm and toasty.
Amen.
So today on Experience Marshalltown, I've invited David Barajas to the Marshalltown Regional Partnership to join us. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Marshalltown Regional Partnership, the affiliates, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the accomplishments over the last 6 months for the Convention and Visitors Bureau and some new attractions. We got a lot on our plate this morning. So welcome in, David.
Good morning, Val. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and talk. I know a lot of folks are like, what's that MRP? What does that even stand for? And I just thought that this would give us a really nice opportunity to visit with the listeners about what the Marshalltown Regional Partnership is and what it stands for and who's underneath that Marshalltown Regional Partnership.
Absolutely, Val. Again, thanks for having me this morning. The Regional Partnership, the Marshalltown Regional Partnership, is an entity that really began about 4 years ago. But really, it was something that had been talked about in the community for the past 6 to 7 years. And what that is, the Regional Partnership is really bringing together three very important entities here in our community: our Chamber of Commerce, Marshall Economic Development, which used to be known as MEDIC. We've shortened that to Marshall Economic Development, so our economic development entity, and the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And really, the idea of the partnership is to bring them all together to provide even more opportunity for collaboration throughout the community and really efficiencies through the organizations. For example, the Chamber has been around for over 120 years, and you know, we have organizations that have been doing great work in this community for a number of years. And any time that you can bring those types of organizations together to work even closer together, to bring down silos and walls even more than they had been brought down, it can provide better efficiencies for community and economic development work that we're all trying to do throughout the community.
That's a great definition.
Well, thank you.
Very well done.
Well, you know what, Val, and quite honestly, it's one of those things that, as you know, Val, we are all still growing into this very young organization, and organizations like this take quite a long time to really get on their feet and get up and running, and I'm very happy and proud of the work that we've all done along with our boards and our board members to put us in the position right now, I think, for the Marshalltown Regional Partnership and its entities to be very successful in the years to come.
I would agree. There's a nice collaboration there, you know, when we're in the same office. You know, we're located at the Fisher Community Center. I know a lot of people say, oh, that's the Chamber, but we're more than the Chamber now. It has been. It's always been the home of Marshalltown Economic Development and the Convention and Visitors Bureau. So, and that is exciting. You know, our Chamber of Commerce has served our community for 120 years, and I think that speaks volumes to the integrity of that organization and the work that they do in our community as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We are very fortunate to have all three organizations working hard together. And quite honestly, from an economic and community development standpoint, I come from an economic development background. And from that standpoint, it's always very important for both state officials and federal officials and any granting entities that we might be reaching out to know and see and experience the fact that organizations are working together. And so I think by bringing the partnership together, it tells people right away that we are organizations that are working together for the betterment of our community.
Right. And that makes me think too, David, we just went through some branding here recently, and that collab-o-munity really speaks to Marshalltown as a whole. That really is something that I think is unique to Marshalltown. Our residents and our people, we collaborate well, we understand hospitality, and every time we turn around, we're being rewarded for that in some manner, whether it's the Girls State Swim Meet renews for the next 5 years because they know that we've got a great facility, we got great volunteers, that Y has great leadership, And I think, and the hospitality is off the charts. So I think that we continue to hear those good things that Marshalltown is doing, and that has a lot to do with collaboration as we move forward.
No, that's absolutely right. And that's something that I remember when we were, Tammy and I and the girls were looking at the possibility of coming here more than 4 years ago. Everybody talked about how this community and this area really did a great job of collaborating and working together. And I could begin to feel it a little bit as I was interviewing for the position. But once I got here and really got involved and absolutely of the different communities that we've been in and lived in, hands down, Marshalltown has really something special in the area of pulling together and collaborating. And again, that message we're able to send out together as a partnership to folks throughout the area. And that means a lot because people want to know that when they work with entities in the community, that those entities are working together for the better of the community.
Yeah, we want to have, that's a great way to put it. The other thing is, as you were talking, just made me think a little bit about, you know, we want a reputation of collaboration. And I think that I remember being involved with when Main Street was going down to get their Main Street accreditation. And I was with Ken Anderson at that time, and he said, you know, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. And that is one thing that we are known for, is that Marshalltown, those folks know how to work together, and we know how to get things done. And when we need something, we'll rally together and make it happen. So I think that speaks volumes to Marshalltown and the work that's being done here. So that wraps up our first segment. We'll be right back. Did you know that Marshalltown has 69 different restaurants? That's right, 69 different places to eat, and 17 of those restaurants are downtown Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I'm excited to let you know we have a guide to all the local eateries, from fine, casual, or ethnic dining to pizza, quick eats, coffee houses, and other area eateries. The Marshalltown CVB, the Guide to Local Eateries, can point you in the right direction no matter what your taste might be. We are also proud of all of our restaurants. This colorful and durable guide is a convenient size to keep in your car or purse. Restaurants are divided by category and all have addresses, phone numbers, and web pages. These guides can be picked up all over town in restaurants, hotels, and convenience stores. Come down to the CVB office to pick them up at the Fisher Community Center, or just give us a call at 753-6645 and we'd be glad to set some aside or drop them off. Treat yourself to the diversity of our restaurants right here in Marshalltown. Come join us and discover our world of flavors right here in Marshalltown.
I need to write a commercial about New Year's at Rube's Steakhouse, but I've got writer's block.
So you just need to say that enjoying a juicy premium steak at award-winning Rube's is a great way to celebrate the new year?
Yeah, something like that.
And to call Rube's Steakhouse to make reservations?
Yes, and I also need to mention that we'll be open on New Year's Day.
So Rube's is the place to be on New Year's Eve, and Rube's will be open on New Year's Day?
Yeah, that about covers it.
Mom, I think we just did it.
Oh, you're right. Thanks, Taylan.
No problem. Rube's Steakhouse is the place to be on New Year's.
Rube's Steaks. The original, kill your own.
News Talk 1230 KFJB Sunday morning programming includes the Lutheran Hour at 8:30 a.m., followed by Wonderful Words of Life from the Salvation Army at 9 a.m. ABC News Perspective is heard at 9:15, with Day 1 at 10:05 a.m. The Iowa Watch Connection, hosted by Jeff Stein, can be heard at 10:30 a.m., with the Elam Lutheran Church Service airing at 11:05 a.m. Tune in Sunday mornings on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
And welcome back, Experience Marshalltown, our second segment. Here's Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. So if you're just tuning in to Experience Marshalltown, we have David Barajas with the Marshalltown Regional Partnership. I've asked David to join me today, and we're talking about their Marshalltown Regional Partnership and the entities that entails, which is the Chamber of Commerce, Marshalltown Economic Development, and, of course, the Convention and Visitors Bureau. We're going to, I think, David, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about, I know, something that's been, that we've been all working on this last few months. Maybe, has it been a year? Our strategic plans. I know that you initiated the Marshalltown Regional Partnership strategic plan, and then we've kind of initiated our strategic plans. And I just want to share that I'm appreciative of strategic plans. I know everybody has an opinion about those, but I think they're important to the work that we do. And I know it has been some time since the Convention and Visitors Bureau has had a strategic plan, so I was excited to get ours done and finalized. I'm getting it finalized right now. So anything that you want to add about that?
Yeah, absolutely, though. I think it is very important to develop strategic plans and Some organizations do them more often than others. Really, this is our first shot, you know, as a partnership, again, being a new entity, developing strategic plans. And I just want to briefly go over just some of the headlines from the overall regional partnership strategic plan. And these categories are and objectives are very important to overall community and economic development. And first and foremost, and people that have heard me speak or talk before or just listen to me in meetings know that I'm a very, very strong believer in our very number one priority in a community always should be education. Education helps drive community and economic development, helps drive, we've talked a lot about housing over the last year, helps drive, Val, the work that you're doing in tourism. Education, it really provides a foundation. A community that has a very strong education system in place is a community where moms and dads want to come and raise their children. Those are communities where companies want to come and build a business. And with that then comes retailers, and with that then comes more housing. And so it all really begins with strong education. So education is one of our objectives. Another one that we talk a lot about, and I really think we have to continue to talk more about, is it's under really our collaborative community banner, and that's the idea of embracing and engaging a more inclusive community. About 2 months ago, I had an opportunity to be part of a forum that the Des Moines Register brought here to Marshalltown, and before that forum, I asked Dr. Theron Schutte for some data about our school systems. And the one piece of data that he gave me that I continue to repeat and will continue to repeat is that this year in our school systems, 7 out of every 10 children, kindergartners, 7 out of every 10 kindergartners in our school system here in Marshalltown are classified as ethnic minorities. So what does that tell us? That's the absolute future of our community. So I think we're right on point here, Val, when we talk about finding ways to engage and embrace a more inclusive community. Extremely important. Under our economic growth banner, one thing that we've been talking about quite a bit is entrepreneurism and entrepreneurship. And so right now we're working on opportunities with Marshalltown Community College, with our Marshalltown Public School System, with our Marshalltown Business Education Alliance and others, to develop an entrepreneur program, something that that we can really develop. Another entity that's helping us with that is Brian Tapp from our Small Business Development Center. Again, to help develop and create more opportunities here in our community. And along under that banner also, Val, as you know, the great work that you do, people don't realize that tourism obviously is a big part of economic development, and that's something that I know that you talk about and work on all the time, and it's extremely important, whether it's all of the sporting events that you and others work on bringing into the community, the tournaments, our bike trail. There are just so many good things that are happening under the tourism banner, and that's a big part of economic and community development.
Yeah, it is. It's a big economic driver for any community, and it's interesting. I don't know if it's because of the industry that I'm in, or if we're just starting to see a lot more of people are really focusing on tourism. Communities are really, you know, they're paying attention to the bike trails. One of the things that Charlie Smith shared with me, and I always repeat, is that families are driving 50 miles to ride bike trails. That's huge, because that family comes into your community and there's things that they kind of expect when they get here. We are going to have a beautiful trail. We have a beautiful trail system, but that Iowa River Trail is going to be phenomenal when it gets done. And so I'm pretty excited about that opportunity. And I know there's a lot of collab-o-munity going on with that trail. And we'll continue to work our way to Hardin County as Hardin County works their way to Marshall County on that. But, you know, a lot of the things that you mentioned earlier too, David, that's that quality of life. And that's what we need to make sure we're really addressing and doing a good job of here. And I think all of of us working hard to do that, along with, you know, Vision Marshalltown and a lot of the other corporations and things that are going on in the city and the county. And we're all working hard to make Marshalltown a great destination. So I feel really good about that. So, we're all kind of working on our strategic plans. I know that we've kind of, everybody's kind of got theirs finalized, and we're going to get together with the boards. That'll be fun. We'll make sure that, people can have that information if they want it. You know, anything that's that we're talking about today is available to the public. So I thought what we would do is I would maybe I'm going to kind of just, you know, you kind of recapped a bit of yours. And I thought maybe what I would do is just share some of the Convention and Visitors Bureau's so kind of our main objectives is to, you know, continue to work on events and promotions, you know, those are special events that take place that we've worked on. And one of the things that we have coming up, David, that we're excited about too, you know, you did mention that the Chamber's 120 years in 2018. Well, the Convention and Visitors Bureau is going to be 25 years old. So we're still kind of a young pup per se, but we're a young adult, right? So 25th anniversary celebration, we're looking at how we do that throughout probably all of 2018, you know, how we incorporate ourselves into other community events that are taking place, and then how we have kind of our own little celebration to celebrate that 25th anniversary, along with a new, looking at a new visitor's guide. You know, the other thing is we provide a lot of support for the community that I don't know if people are aware of. We've got a grant program. And as you're aware, we provide grant funding for kind of pre-marketing assistance for conventions, meetings and conventions, sporting events and tournaments. We have funding for capital events or capital projects, and then we also have community event funding. So, you know, we take a portion of that hotel motel tax and we make sure we're putting it back into our community to encourage them to have folks come here and stay. So we'll be back. That wraps up our second segment, and we'll be back for our final segment here just shortly. Did you know that Marshalltown has 69 different restaurants? That's right, 69 different places to eat, and 17 of those restaurants are downtown Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I'm excited to let you know we have a guide to all the local eateries, from fine, casual, or ethnic dining to pizza, quick eats, coffee houses, and other area eateries. The Marshalltown CVB, the Guide to Local Eateries, can point you in the right direction no matter what your taste might be. We are also proud of all of our restaurants. This colorful and durable guide is a convenient size to keep in your car or purse. Restaurants are divided by category and all have addresses, phone numbers, and web pages. These guides can be picked up all over town in restaurants, hotels, and convenience stores. Come down to the CVB office and pick them up at the Fisher Community Center, or just give us a call at 753-6645 and we'd be glad to set some aside or drop them off. Treat yourself to the diversity of our restaurants right here in Marshalltown. Come join us and discover our world of flavors right here in Marshalltown.
Here's your 1230 KFJB forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com. Scattered snow showers possible through the day today with high temperatures topping out in the mid-teens, with wind chill valleys as low as 10 below with a southeasterly wind of 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy skies will continue tonight, a lows will dip down to 3 above zero. That's your forecast. I'm 1230 KFJB meteorologist Nikki Latola. Right now, it's 5 above.
And welcome back. Our final segment of Experience Marshalltown. Here's Val Ruff.
Kyle, you realize this is our final segment of Experience Marshalltown and then our final of 2017.
It's gone by fast.
It has. It's been a great year.
It has been, yeah.
And I just want to take a minute to thank the listeners. I know that every once in a while someone will send me a text or shoot me an email or see me at Menards or see me somewhere in the community and say, hey, I listen to your radio show. So I just want to thank the listeners for listening in to Experience Marshalltown. I hope it's been a good year and you've enjoyed the program. So I have in here today, I have David Brodges with the Marshalltown Regional Partnership. And we're talking about, we've been talking about the partnership and the entities that that includes, the Chamber of Commerce, Marshalltown Economic Development, and the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we were talking about strategic planning, and I was just going to just kind of give a quick recap of some of the CVB initiatives. It was events and promotions, strengthening our relationships with city and county, hoteliers, event facilities, community attractions, restaurants, community awareness and marketing, which is what we do. You know, basically people say, well, what do you do the Convention and Visitors Bureau, I say, well, I'm a marketer. I promote Marshalltown. I promote a community as a destination. So, and then our final one is organizational excellence, just working on building a strong organization. And with that, I just wanted to kind of jump into some of the things that we've been working on. David, you and I talk a lot about the organization and what we want to get accomplished and goals and things like that. And I feel really good about the fact that, you know, we revised the bylaws. We've added a treasurer to our officers for our board of directors. And we've added additional opportunity to add additional board members. I think we've got a great board working for the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Our board meetings are on the fourth Thursday of every month, and they are open to the public. So if that's something that you ever want to be a part of, we would welcome that. We do quarterly. We've reached out, and we're now doing quarterly updates to the city council, which is fun to go up and visit with the city council and tell them what we're doing and the good work that's going on. One of the things we did just recently is we hosted a FAM tour, which is a familiarization tour. We had 15 tour planners beyond the state of Iowa, and we even had some international travel tour planners into Marshalltown, hosting them and showing them why they should come back to Marshalltown. So that was a fun experience that we were able to do. The thing I think, I guess I'm the most proud of at this point in time would be this dining guide. And we wanted a dining guide that was of high quality and that people would look at and take a lot of pride in. I think it's a great community asset. It's a good resource for visitors that are here. I think it speaks volumes to our dining opportunities and options that we have. 69 dining options. And people just look at me. I think they think I'm making that up. And I'm really not, because when you see it on a spreadsheet, there are 69 dining options.
And that is amazing. I know, you know, Val, I had an opportunity to work with you a little bit on that, but kudos to you and all the folks that really worked hard in putting that together. And yeah, when you told me that it was 69 dining options, I was like, no way. But yeah, it's great, and it's awesome, and it's really nice to have a good, solid professional piece that we can provide to people. And because, as Val, as you and I have talked about before, everything that we do, everything that we publish, everything that we say and how we say it and do it is communicating who we are to people both internally and externally. And we have to keep that in mind. You know, we, Val, as you and I both know, you know, in our work, we always have to be on, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, whether we're working technically or we're not working, we always are. And that's something that I try to remind people here in our community. Everybody here in our community is an ambassador for Marshalltown and for the entire area. And you don't know when somebody comes up to you, whether it's in line at one of our grocery stores or at our convenience stores or at a retail outlet or center, and asks you a question. You know, they may be somebody that's just needing a little bit of help and maybe just be passing through the community. And we as a community, if we can do a good job of being ambassadors, even folks at the drive-up windows at our restaurants and so forth, if we can do a good job of that, we are communicating something to those people about who we are here in Marshalltown.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that's a great attest to the work that we're all doing, and it's important that we're all doing it. So, yeah, if you haven't seen the new dining guide, they're out there and about, but if you want to swing down to the Marshalltown Regional Partnership office, we have them available. They're in the restaurants. If the restaurants don't have them, you know, if you're listening and you want some, just give us a call. We'll be glad to deliver them. But it's a really great piece, and we've had a lot of great support from the community on that. I do want to take a couple minutes before we finish up here today to just give a quick shout out to some new attractions that we have in Marshalltown I'm super proud of, and I love to promote. We have the new Gallery Garden that is a part of that Kibbe Building project. It's beautiful. Take some time. I know people aren't going to be sitting out there today unless they're all bundled up in their Carhartt. The Funeral Home Museum and Education Center, which has 600 visitors a month, believe that or not. Wayward Social Eats and Alleys, the Mowry Irvine Mansion, the Standard Oil Building with the Flying Elbow Food Truck, which we got a new food truck in town, which is kind of fun. And I do want to give a quick plug to the Mowry Irvine Mansion. They're having an open house. So if you want an opportunity to go in and see this beautiful historic home, just I would take the time to do it. It is phenomenal. It's what a great asset. And then I just want to say, if you're out there and you're thinking about having a meeting or a convention, or if you oversee a sporting event or a tournament that might be taking place in 2018, give us a holler. There's lots of resources and services that we can provide to your guests, to the tourists, to the players and the coaches. We're always glad to do that for you. You can go to www.marshalltown.org and click on the visit tab. And that wraps up our final segment of Experience Marshalltown in 2017.